The Peshawar High Court, PHC, on Wednesday granted protective bail to Pakistan Tehreek e Insaf, PTI, leader Shibli Lee Firoz and Sartaj Gul, who were recently sentenced to 10 years imprisonment in connection with the May 9 riots, Express News reported. The bench, after announcing the reserved verdict on their petition, allowed both leaders bail until August 11 and directed them to approach the relevant High Court to file their appeals within this period. The court also ordered that the two not be arrested during this time. The decision follows last week's ruling by a special anti-terrorism court, ATC, in Faisalabad, which sentenced over 100 PTI leaders for their alleged involvement in the May 9 unrest. Among those convicted were leader of the opposition in the National Assembly Omar Ayub, Senate opposition leader Shibli Firoz, Sartaj Gul, MNA Sahib Sadah Hamid Rasa, and former MNA Sheikh Rashid Shafiq. The ATC acquitted 77 out of the 185 individuals implicated in the cases. Subsequently, the Election Commission of Pakistan, ECP, on Tuesday disqualified 9 PTI-affiliated lawmakers, including Ayub and Firoz. A notification issued by the commission declared 1 Senate and 5 National Assembly seats vacant, along with 3 Punjab Assembly seats. Others disqualified include Sartaj Gul, Sahib Sadah Hamid Rasa, Hunaid Afzal Sahi, Rai Hassan Nawaz, Rai Murtaza Iqbal, Rai Haider Ali, and Ansar Iqbal. It is pertinent to mention that last month, a Lahore ATC had sentenced 10 PTI leaders, including Dr. Yasmin Rashid, to up to 10 years in prison, while an ATC in Sargodha handed a similar sentence to PTI Punjab Assembly opposition leader Malik Ahmed Khan Bakar and other party workers. May 9 riots. The May 9 riots erupted nationwide following the arrest of former Prime Minister Imran Khan, after which PTI leaders and workers staged protests targeting both civil and military installations, including Jinnah House and the General Headquarters, GHQ, in Rawalpindi. The military condemned the events as a black day and decided to try the protesters under the Army Act. As a result of the unrest, many PTI members were arrested and tried in military courts. In December, a military court convicted 25 individuals, including Imran Khan's nephew, Hassan Khan Niazi, and later sentenced 60 more. In January, 19 convicts had their sentences pardoned following successful mercy appeals, although PTI expressed dissatisfaction over the limited number of pardons. The military trials had initially been halted following a Supreme Court ruling but were resumed following the court's instructions to finalize pending cases and announce judgments for those involved in the violent incidents.